Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.
Welcome to Game Preview on ChicagoBears.com. I'm Larry Mayer, joined by Tom Thayer at the PNC studio at Halas Hall. And Tom, big test for the Bears heading into Seattle. What's the greatest challenge going to that atmosphere?
Make sure that you leave here with a confident game plan. And that's, you know, the coach's responsibility, but it's also the belief of the players as they go through their practice week. Making sure you understand the snap count offensively. Making sure defensively you know how to fit along with the huddle call. And all those things have to add up to a confident flight going to Seattle because it's an opportunity of a lifetime. You're on national TV. You have an opportunity to go against an 0-2 football team that was in Super Bowl conversations and go up there and shock and surprise everybody.
Probably the only way they're going to do that is if they eliminate or at least reduce some of the penalties going into that environment. So you have two home games. Now you go on the road, probably the loudest outdoor stadium in the league. What kind of adjustments and how tough is it just looking at the offensive line?
You know, you're just going to have to understand what is said in the huddle, making sure there's a simplification to the snap count where everybody can have a consistency in their burst at the snap count or the quarterback's cadence. And again, you understand that because the Bears have been practicing with that noise every single day, and you know how loud it is in Seattle. Every one of these coaches have the experience of playing out there. So again, it's about the confident game plan, simplification of the snap count at the line of scrimmage, and then defensively, you got to play with confidence. You have to make sure that the defensive huddle call is the right one, and then everybody fit together and attack the football. You know, majority of the time on the running game, it's going to be Marshawn Lynch, but the creativity of Russell Wilson, you always have to have that as a part of your awareness.
Speaking of the running game, at least from the Bears' standpoint, I really like how the new regime is committing to the ground game. And I think that's the best chance to win in Seattle. Tell me a little bit about your feelings about that in terms of Matt Forte and also the fact that they like using other guys like Jaquizz Rodgers and Jeremy Langford.
You know, I couldn't agree with you more about making sure you set your sights on running the ball repeatedly. And I do think you can gain a great consistency of confidence if you can do that. And, you know, with Matt Forte and Jeremy Langford and Rodgers, all these guys are contributors on first, second, and third down. So it gives them a full open volume for their offense when any of those guys are in the game, and it keeps them all fresh. You know, you're not just relying upon Matt Forte anymore. There's a group of running backs there that see the hole effectively. They have a good working relationship with their offensive line. And the more reps you can get your offensive line and your running backs, the less pressure it puts on every other component of your team.
Now comes my favorite time of the show. We throw a log on the fire, we kick back, we listen to Tom talk about the opponent and share a story from the past. I know you didn't play against Seattle that much, but I have a weird feeling that you probably have a good story about playing the Seahawks.
You know, my number one Seahawks story would probably be playing the Seahawks when they had Brian Bosworth. He was the highest profile football player in college or the NFL for a period of time. And then when he signed this huge contract with the Seattle Seahawks, it was your opportunity to shine, because there was a lot of cameras focused on Brian Bosworth, and the last thing you wanted to do is have him make a name for himself by playing well against you, because as you see all the shows now, they're always running highlights of Boz's career.
Right.
And I'm just glad that he didn't have a blow-up game against us.
I also remember a Sports Illustrated cover, if you remember. Didn't Jim McMahon pose sitting on his shoulders?
Yes. So, you know, again, he was one of the most popular sports figures in college or pro football, but having the opportunity to play against the Boz in his heyday, it was pretty neat.
Awesome. He's Thayer. Mayer, thanks for joining us on Game Preview on ChicagoBears.com.